I want everyone to picture a pool where at one end of the pool there was this nice little jacuzzi kind of walled off area. So if you're sitting in that jacuzzi area and you should decide to pee in the pool, so to speak, the first part that's going to get polluted is the part right around you. Well, what I'm saying here is that that's your email list, that's your trust, that's your credibility that you're really screwing up, and that's the highest concentration of pee in the pool. So you don't want to pee in your own pool and screw up your future sales, because it's going to affect you a lot more than it's going to affect the rest of us. So for the sake of your, you know, take the long view of your business.
You hear all the bull about marketing every day. Make your money in your sleep.
My new offer is crushing it.
My guru could beat up your guru. It's time to go right to the source and get the truth about marketing. With your host, the founder of CopyChief.com, Kevin Rogers.
Hey, welcome back to The Truth About Marketing. It's Kevin Rogers here. My guest today is Jack Bourne. I first met Jack, a few years ago when we both spoke at a great event that's no longer around called SAM. It was put on by Ryan Lee, Andrew Locke, and Chris Farrow. And it was a great event, and Jack and I became fast friends. Super cool guy, super smart. He was Perry Marshall's marketing manager for a number of years. He is the technical founder of some of the most innovative apps that I'm sure many of you know and use in marketing, including AW Pro Tools, and most recently, the hot ticket, the thing everybody's talking about, which is Deadline Funnel. So we're going to talk a lot today about urgency and scarcity in marketing, and get some other really cool insights from Jack. So, Jack Bourne, thanks for being here, brother.
Oh, thank you so much. How are you doing today, Kevin?
I'm feeling great, bro. You know, it's a beautiful day, and the lawn team has showed up outside my window. They're blowing leaves, so everything's perfect for a podcast.
Perfect. All right. Well, let's go ahead and jump in. So where do you want to start talking about urgency and scarcity?
Well, yeah, let's talk about, well, first of all, why don't you quickly set up what Deadline Funnel is, and then we'll talk about how, because what's great about it is it brings urgency and scarcity, you know, to parts of marketing where it's not typically used, including email. But it does it in a really cool, classy way that doesn't feel like, you know, BS hype. So,
yeah, that's a great place to start. So roll back the clock a few years. And I was, like you said, I was working with Perry Marshall as his marketing manager. This was actually, I think, just before I started creating AW Pro Tools. And I was helping Perry set up one of his marketing funnels. And we didn't want to use an evergreen webinar for this particular funnel, but we wanted to do something where we were using a deadline, but we wanted it also to be going all the time. So Perry's a big proponent of using automated emails, okay? And so there was going to be an opt-in, there were going to be some videos and some automated emails. And I really wanted to put a deadline on the end of this, but then be able to send people through this funnel every day of the year. But at the same time, have the deadline be genuine. Mm-hmm. So let's put pause on that real quick and just talk about that. Where most people see a countdown timer used are in two different scenarios, but then we're going to talk about a third. One is for a live product launch. So a Jeff Walker style product launch where everyone has the same time where they can get access to whatever's being sold. They can have a few days to make their decision. More emails go out, and then there's an announcement that, hey, we're closing down the cart. Okay, yeah. This is typically how this happens. Now, that's really easy to pull off, and a countdown timer is pretty appropriate there. One of the things that happens, no matter what market you're in, no matter what time of year or anything else you want to think about, the same thing happens. When the cart opens, there's a big spike in sales. It dies off after the excitement kind of subsides, but then there's an even bigger spike towards the end when the deadline's announced, because people who've been sitting on the fence or they've been hitting pause and procrastinating, as we all do, suddenly you have to make a decision. And there's this huge spike of sales that's bigger than the first surge in sales. And I call that the perfect persuasion window. Mm. I call it that because that's the period of time, typically like the last 12 hours before the deadline, where the revenue per minute, the revenue per email sent, no matter how you want to look at your metrics, you're making the most amount of sales, you're getting the most number of clients, the most activity in that period of time. So I call that the perfect persuasion window. Now, the other place where we've seen it, which is a really is the unethical way to use a countdown, is where some people will try to shortcut the process and have a sales page where they put the countdown timer and you quickly realize, okay, I left the page open yesterday. It was supposed to expire at midnight, and the timer either reset or it's still at zero. So it's just bullshit.
It's
BS, right?
Really bad.
And so. There's several reasons why you don't want to do that. Number one, it screws it up for everyone. It's the peeing in the pool principle. So, you know, the more people that are doing shady stuff like that, the worse it is for the rest of us. But the other thing is that if you think about – so you and I both live in Florida, and so – I want everyone to picture a pool where at one end of the pool there's this nice little jacuzzi kind of walled off area. So if you're sitting in that jacuzzi area and you should decide to pee in the pool, so to speak, the first part that's going to get polluted is the part right around you. Well, what I'm saying here is that that's your email list, that's your trust, that's your credibility that you're really screwing up, and that's the highest concentration of pee in the pool. So you don't want to pee in your own pool and screw up your future sales, because it's going to affect you a lot more than it's going to affect the rest of us. So for the sake of your, you know, take the long view of your business. Now, going back to my dilemma with setting up this funnel for Perry, I wanted to be able to do this in an ethical way, because although there are some huge advantages to doing a product launch, there are some disadvantages. And conversely, there are some huge advantages to having some sort of funnel that people can go through all the time. One of the big ones being that you can try different things. They call it A/B testing, split testing, and you can find out something, a headline that works better, an image that works better, of adding in a video or extra email, whatever it is. Sometimes you try an experiment and you get a really nice boost in your conversions. And then from that point on, every single day after that, you get to enjoy the benefits of that. And eventually you'll find another way to boost your conversions. So with a launch, you don't get to, if you're running some experiments, you gotta run them really quickly and you don't have a whole lot of time to take advantage of what you learn, because you're probably gonna wait another 6 months before you run the launch again. Conversely, on the going back to launch, one of the big benefits of some sort of launch or event is that you have typically double-digit conversions. The conversions on those are much, much higher. A conversion on something like a sales page, just a regular sales page, depending how it's written, is going to be in the single digits, maybe 1%, maybe 2%, or you know, if they're enrolled in CopyChief, then probably
3%. That's right.
Right, but. Granted, the sales page that you can show up at any time and buy any time, that's going to convert much lower than a launch. So what I wanted to do was to combine the two and get the best of both. So what if we could get that perfect persuasion window from the launch, but ethically add it to an automated sales funnel? So I went looking. I really didn't want to use my technical skills because I do have programming chops, but I really wasn't looking for a project to start, but I couldn't find anything that did all the things that I wanted it to do. So I ended up creating Deadline Funnel. So that's what it does. Deadline Funnel, regardless of what type of platform you're using, regardless of what type of email service you're using, regardless of how your funnel is set up, how long it is, how intricate it is, etc., you can use authentic, genuine deadlines, but they're also also on Evergreen and Autopilot. And you surprised me just a few days ago with a video from a guy at an event that I wasn't at, and you know, he was talking about how he does marketing, and he's a really awesome Facebook ads guy. You said he's not even for hire. He's that good.
Right.
And he's just raving about Demland Funnel, and that's the reaction that we're getting, because people are finally able to add deadlines into their funnels, especially across different pages, different videos, different, you know, across their emails, and everything's all synced up and integrated, even across different devices. Like if someone opts in on their desktop, but then they're reading the last email of your sequence while they're in Starbucks and they're on their iPhone, you know, you want to make sure that what you're saying in your email matches up with what's being shown on the sales page. And so all the technology of making that work is taken care of you, so you can be the marketer and it just works for you. So that's the long version of Deadline Funnel and why I created it. And so there you go.
Great. Yeah. So I just want to make this clear, because, you know, I'm thick, man. And it took me a minute to really understand the power of this until we used it once. But to be honest, we used it on a launch, and we used it in a little bit more of a traditional sense. And it didn't use it to its fullest power. The power of this thing is, as Jack said, you know, it used to be like the only time you'd see a countdown timer would be on some landing page, whether it be a sales page for a launch that everybody's promoting. And that, you know, that's legit if it has a very real time window when this cart closes, and hopefully they don't pull the, hey, guess what, by popular demand we're reopening it for one day only,
right? And all, or the server melted down.
That's my favorite. That's right. Yeah, we're, you know, I apologize, you know, sir, we blew up the internet. Yeah, it's amazing. And so, you know, but like Jack said, the real problem is when people have these BS countdown timers, and you leave the browser open, you're interested enough to like check back, or you just forgot to close the browser, and you look, and oh, look at that, the timer restarted. Isn't that amazing? Right. Total false scarcity. One of the worst things you can do is lie to people and say this is urgent, you need to do this now, and have that not be true. So what Deadline Funnels does that's so cool is that you can have an evergreen funnel, meaning anybody can come into the funnel anytime, and you can create genuine scarcity on a special offer you're making them for being a new subscriber, for, you know, a first time they're seeing this particular offer. You want to set a very real and genuine scarcity and give them that extra incentive to take advantage of the special offer, but you don't want it to be fake, and you don't want people to be, you know, seeing that you're lying to them. So, Jack, let's talk about the power of urgency and scarcity. You know, I think there's people on two sides of the fence here, where it's like people, they get why it works and they abuse it. And then there's people who, because they've seen it abused, they just sort of avoid it. But that's a big mistake.
Yeah, it is a big mistake, because we have case studies on our website. We see the testimonials over and over again. And you were, like I said, you were at this event, and this guy is just raving about Deadline Funnel. So we see time and time again that when someone who has a product that is wanted by the market, and by the way, I'm going to come back to that. That's important. When you have marketing that's working, but you properly add a deadline to it and you're genuine about it, your conversions are going to go up. Now, the reason why I said you have to have a product that's wanted by the market is that, let's be clear, as with pretty much anything that we could talk about, if you're selling to the wrong market, or your marketing is horrible, this is not going to revive awful marketing. It's not gonna polish crap into a diamond. Let's put it that way. But if you have a funnel that is converting on some level, adding in a deadline is going to work. And why is it going to work? Well, as with all good marketing tactics, the best marketing tactics are grounded in principles of human psychology, like how our brain is wired. And there have been multiple studies. Some of them have nothing to do with marketing at all. I'll talk about a few in just a sec. But there have been multiple studies in many different fields that show time and time again that when it comes to seeking going after gain versus losing something. The loss aversion is hardwired in our brain to be much more powerful. Mm. We would much rather avoid losing something than going to gain something. Mm. Now, you know, across tens of thousands of people, you know, there's variations in how we're wired, but as a general rule, we experience this loss aversion very strongly. So let me give you an example. So for example, there's a weird study done by the CDC, Centers for Disease Control, that found that they did a study between two different groups. Actually, I think there was a third control group. But basically, they said, okay, group one, if your job is to walk 7,000 steps in a day. So this was for health and fitness, right? They wanted people to become healthier, get off their butts and walk around. Mm-hmm. So for every day that you walk those 7,000 steps, we're going to pay you $1.50 for a certain number of days. Okay. Second group, we're going to give you in this sort of piggy bank, $42, but we're going to penalize you $1.40 for every day that you don't walk those 7,000 steps. And what they found was that second group that was going to be penalized, where they got the money up front, but then it was going to be taken away, they actually participated. They had 50% more days where they walked those 7,000 steps. Hmm. Kind of strange, but it just really goes to show that people really experience loss aversion. There's another one that went very similar with teacher pay, where teachers were graded based on, or I should say compensated for a bonus based on how their students' grades improved. So in one control group, it was if your students' grades improve a certain amount, you're going to get a $500 bonus at the end of the semester. The second group, they get the bonus up front, but then if they don't achieve it, the money gets taken away. And so the grades improved in a statistically significant fashion for the second group. I'll just mention one more. So this one has to do with money. So if I gave you $50 and I said, okay, Kevin, and you can either A, keep 30 of that 50, or B, gamble on the flip of a coin, 50-50, win or lose, keep the 50, lose the 50. Okay. So if that option was presented to a group of people, and then the second option really is the same option, except it's just presented. Instead of saying you get to keep 30, you say, okay, option A, I'm going to take away 20, mm. or you can gamble on the flip of a coin. It's mathematically the same, but a lot of people, way more people choose the option where they're going to gamble when it's not presented as they're going to lose the money. So the loss aversion kicks in. People, mm-hmm. when the same type of situation is framed in a way where they can, you know, you're going to lose this money that you already have, people try to avoid that at all costs. So loss aversion is hardwired into our heads. And so what happens is there's different ways in your marketing, besides just using a countdown, that you can trigger this. And so there's two main different ways: urgency and scarcity. Now, typically, urgency has to do with time running out, mm-hmm. and scarcity has to do with a limited supply. So just recently, Amazon had their biggest sales day ever for what they called Prime Day. So think about that. Over the entire history of Amazon, they had their biggest sales day, and this includes Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and any other events that they've done. Mm. So Prime Day was just from morning to night, a whole bunch of flash sales. Now, for the flash sales, it was a limited amount of time, and they would show how much time was left, and they would show how many products were remaining that you could choose. So it was whichever one happened first. And so they were using both urgency and scarcity, and they had their biggest sales day ever. So that's another case in point, another example to show how powerful this is. I mean, we all know why QVC has the countdown. We all know why Groupon has the countdown. But these are companies that they keep doing what works, and they stop doing what doesn't work. They measure and track everything. Same thing with Amazon. And so when these things are staples of their marketing, even though they're people are seeing it time and time again. That just goes to show you that even when we know, yeah, I understand why you're using the countdown, you're pressuring me to make a decision, either I'm in or I'm out, it still works.
Yeah, it's for your own, for your own damn good.
Right. Oh, and I'm glad you brought that up, because so if we just put the whole realm of marketing aside for a second, think about how many things in our lives we would postpone and procrastinate on if we didn't have a deadline. I have an anniversary coming up tomorrow, and you know, as I hate to say it, but as a guy, you know, setting up the calling the babysitter and getting the card and the flowers and arranging to go out to dinner, you know, it's stuff that I probably would procrastinate on if there wasn't that deadline. I mean, it's sitting out there, there's a deadline. Holidays like Christmas, you know, even renewing your driver's license, paying your credit card bill, I mean, all of these things are things that we would just put off if there wasn't a deadline. And I'll just mention one last thing. Napoleon Hill said, goals are dreams with a deadline. So it's putting that deadline on it that really motivates us. So you got to have a deadline on your promotions if you're going to get the maximum amount of sales, because you're just forcing people to make a decision. Either you're in or you're out. You can't hit the snooze button on this decision any longer. Do you want this or don't you?
Yeah. You know, I'm running an interesting experiment on Copy Chief right now, where I just moved over to a wait list. Forever it was just open, and I would, you know, promote it and get a nice steady flow of membership. But I really wanted to try out the scarcity of it not being open all the time. And it's been, we've only done it 1 month so far, but it's fascinating to see just from 1 month to the next that over the first week of each month, signups have doubled. And so there's something to the idea that, like you said, making it real, right? And so I think like the first month was, all right, well, let me get on this, you know, wait list and see what happens. And then the second time, you have to make the promise, hey, now there's a short window where you can actually join Copy Chief, and then it's closing again. And I think, you know, part of it's people are like, we'll see, because they're so jaded, right? And so when you actually do that, quickly the word gets out, or people go, oh man, he's not kidding. You know, this is this must be a really special thing if I can't just walk in anytime. We hear about restaurants sometimes. What's the famous sushi place in San Francisco? I can't think of the name of it. Ramit Sethi talks about it, where I think it's New York or San Francisco, where, you know, there's like a 3 hour wait to get in this place because there's only like 12 seats in the joint. Right. And people line up down the block every single day to get one of those 12 seats. There's another place that's only open for like 3 hours during the day. Right. And just every seat is booked in advance, months in advance. And so it's really counterintuitive when you own a business to tell people they can't have what you want them to buy, but it's incredibly powerful when you actually put it into action.
Yeah, that's fascinating what you're doing with Copy Chief. And like you said, some people are gonna hit the snooze button anyhow. But when you stick to your guns, it's the opposite of the peeing in your own pool type of thing. I mean, it really. So the second time that you open it up, people are really going to take action. They're probably gonna buy on the first day because they know, yeah, this is actually gonna close. And I had to wait. Kevin made me wait, 3 months, 6 months, however long you make them wait. And, you know, they're a little bit frustrated, but they're excited about getting in. And I would be willing to bet that their perception of the value is going to go up as well. So it's not just getting them to buy, but their perception of the value, because they can't just walk in and get it any time,
right?
Is going to go up.
And you think about, you know, marketers I really admire, like Marie Forleo. You know, she has B School, and it opens, I think it's once a year, might be twice, but I think she only opens it once a year. And it's just a huge, epic, launch for her every year. And I asked her why she was on this podcast. And I said, why do you do that? And she said, we want to really serve the people who come in, and we don't want to be distracted with with promoting once the promotion's over. And that struck me, and that was part of my motivation for doing the waitlist as well, was that, you know, one of the problems you have with any membership site is inevitably, it's a real head scratcher, but people will pay money to join and then never engage, never log in. I send them emails. I've driven to their houses. You know, I've done all kinds of things, and they just, I don't know what it is. Other people come in and they engage and their mind's blown and they become an active member and they're getting this tremendous value. And you just want that for everybody, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's another great reason to use scarcity is that it makes people really pay attention. Like you said, Jack, when they go, wow, this is special. I better take it seriously. That's not only for getting them to take action and purchase, but the relationship you get to have with them ongoing from there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, to the extent that you can, you want to emulate the Apple Store where people are waiting outside for 3 days and nights to get in the door. I mean, those are your passionate raving fans who are just dying to get in. For them, it's a huge event for their business or for their life to be able to get in and get access to have the privilege to buy your product. And if you think about it, that's amazing positioning that people are going to wait outside your store in order to get in. Yeah. To the extent that you can replicate that, yeah, you're going to have people really elevating that perceived value in their minds.
It's deadlinefunnel.com, deadlinefunnel.com. It closes in 2 weeks. No, I'm just kidding. Is there a deadline funnel on Deadline Funnel? I guess not, right? It's just, yeah. Is there?
Well, when we do a lot of Facebook. So we drive targeted traffic from Facebook. We do partner promotions, and so when we do things like that, then yes, we absolutely do have deadlines on that. We do some other creative things inside of our funnels, and yeah, so we do use the deadline on it. So you know, one of that kind of brings up the point. Like a lot of times, I actually am just thinking about this as we're talking about it. You know, one of the things that we were talking about, the fake scarcity and how people can use a countdown timer incorrectly. So one of the things that I see when that's being done is that it's being used on a page that is accessible all the time. Whereas what our clients do is that they'll have the publicly available price. So for example, so the way that you were describing it, Kevin, what you've decided to do, and it's not right or wrong, but the way that you've decided to implement urgency and scarcity in your marketing is to actually officially shut down enrollment. Mm-hmm. You can't get in, period. There's no promotion activity or anything except for a specific period of time. That's definitely one way to do it. And we talked about some of the benefits of that. But there's another way to do it. And this is what a lot of Deadline Funnel clients do. And that is that you can have your publicly available price, but you can also have a paid funnel where you're running ads, whether they're, you know, remarketing ads or Facebook ads or AdWords ads, or you're doing some sort of affiliate promotion, whatever it is, however you're getting your traffic, it's going to a page that isn't really linked to from the navigation. And then they enter that funnel. You're having this personal conversation with them through automated emails that are going out. And then they have a deadline to pull the trigger and take action on it. So that's typically how our clients use Deadline Funnel in the evergreen mode in order to increase conversions.
So what I'm going to do next time, and I know my buddy James Schramko is doing this and something I haven't done yet, I need to have Deadline Funnel next time I open Copy Chief, right? It's the most mm-hmm. obvious thing in the world. And right. admittedly, I didn't do it last time. So I'm zero doubt in my mind. Conversions will increase next time just by having the countdown timers in the email, which is super cool. I mean, it looks really nice. It's simple. It's not ugly, right? It's just there and, right. and it works and it's elegant. And so you're also suggesting on the landing page where I'm sending people, I make, you know, give them a real genuine time window. Now, this isn't evergreen, but it's every time. This will only increase the scarcity of me, promising that this is going to close. It's way more powerful because right now I'm only counting on people paying attention to the actual open window, open and close window. Now, right. When they see the timer everywhere, they're like, all right, no doubt about it. Unless Kev became a fraud overnight, they have visual evidence that this there's real scarcity on this.
Right.
Yeah, yep. Very cool. Hey, if you want to check out Deadline Funnels for yourself, Jack made a cool offer. He's giving you 2 months free trial of Deadline Funnel when you go to deadlinefunnel.com/copychief. That's deadlinefunnel.com/copychief and see Deadline Funnel in action on your campaigns before you buy. Dig it. All right, Jack. Let's get to the essential question of the truth about marketing here. Again, it's deadlinefunnel.com. You've been in the trenches a long time as a marketer, so I'm really fascinated to hear your answer to this question. So, Jack Bourne, what is the one thing you've done in your marketing that has produced the most surprising result?
So, I talked with my team about this, and the answer I think will surprise you. So the answer for us, specific to Deadline Funnel, is live chat. Mm. Now let me explain. One of the reasons why it was I want to explain why it was effective, and also for anyone who wants to use it, I want to give you what I've found to be true in order for it to work. So. I would not normally consider live chat to be necessarily a marketing tactic, except that with Deadline Funnel, because we integrate with so many different landing page providers and all the different email service providers, and on top of all those combinations, every client who signs up has a slightly different idea of how they want their funnel to work, the number of days, where, you know, videos, webinars, like, et cetera, all those different things. So there's a lot of we've got wonderful documentation, but people have questions. And so with a software product, a monthly software product, sometimes called SaaS, software as a service, there's two sales. There's getting the person to go from a drive-by looky-loo to actually going through the trial. Here's my credit card. I want the 14-day free trial. Mm-hmm. That's one sale. But really, even I would say as important as that sale is the sale of getting them to actually use it. You know, you were talking about how in any typical continuity community type situation, you have some people who jump right in and do what you want them to do and some people that just don't. Well, in software, if someone signs up but they either don't take action or they have a question and they don't quite find the answer or they don't find the complete answer, then that's an obstacle to them actually putting it into use. And if they don't put it into use, they're going to cancel it pretty quickly. And so what we found is that by doing the live chat, we were able to get people up and running and answering their questions, their specific questions, specific to their individual situation, and get them using the software a lot more predictably and just a better customer experience. So we got two benefits out of that. One is that the more people who start using the software and embed it in their marketing and see the wonderful results they get from our software, Deadline Funnel, the more people stick around. But the second effect, it took a while to see, which is that people are really blown away by the fact that they can sign up for software and they actually can chat with someone right away. I mean, that's not completely common. It's mm-hmm. more common to sign up for something and then it's okay. Well, here's a help documentation. Thanks for your payment, and you know, hope it works out for you.
Right.
So we go that extra mile to give them that extra level of touch. And when we do it, we also ask, you know, the third benefit is that we get to ask people in real time while we're helping them out. Hey, how did you find out about it? Because sometimes we don't no. And then the other one is we'll ask them, hey, since you're really happy, because a lot of people say, wow, you helped me out so much, thank you so much. We'll say, hey, if you have an opportunity to tell someone else about Deadline Funnel, please do. I mean, it sounds too simple to work, mm-hmm. but word of mouth has really started to take off. I mean, you were telling me when we visited in person that you were hearing about Deadline Funnel from lots of different people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so it's that cumulative effect. And that's the thing that I wanted to tell someone. So I would say this works best for a software product. It works best. It could work for any continuity program where you want people to get onboarded as quickly as possible. It might not have the same effect if you're just selling like a PDF download or an online training course. I don't think it would have that same effect. But for anyone who has a continuity-based business, especially software, I would say live chat really works. However, it's a cumulative effect. You can't do it for 3 days and say, hey, I'm not really seeing any results out of this. You really have to run this experiment for 30, 45, I'd say 60 days to and really put in an actual effort in using it, because it is an effort. That is the downside. Having live chat, if you have people come to your website like we do, and you've got clients like we do, then your people are going to actually use it, and so you have to be there to actually respond to them. So it is a lot of effort, but if you do it, it we've seen it pay off for us. So I was skeptical at first. My team wanted to do it. I was not quite sure, because I was seeing all of the effort that was going to have to go into
it. Yeah,
and I wasn't really sure about the payoff, but I'm a believer now.
Really, that's great to hear, because you know we see this all the time, the little chat window at the bottom of the page, and you have a pop up that says, you know, how can we help? Picture you. You click on it. Picture of the team. So, and you run pretty lean, Jack. Is it just the three of you? Is that the whole team, or are there other people manning the?
No, we have other people behind the scenes, but it's pretty common to get someone really high up on the team, including myself. I mean, I last night even I was answering some live chat questions for some people who are in Australia.
Wow.
Because as you know, the time difference and everything. So
you get blipped where when it goes off.
Well, ours so the company that we use, and there's several. Several good ones. We mm-hmm. tried a few. The one that we ended up with is called Drift, D-R-I-F-T. And one of the reasons why we chose that one was because we were already using Slack, and mm-hmm. it integrates with Slack. And so I didn't have to log into another website to be able to respond, although you can do it that way, because we're already using Slack, and Slack is open all the time on my computers, and also I have the Slack app on my iPhone. I'll see that come through. Usually my team will jump right on it, but in the case like last night, there was someone and they had a billing question. So for example, someone wanted to upgrade to our consultant package. Well, you know, I'm gonna answer that one rather than answering it in the morning, because that's extra revenue.
Right. So here's a real time test. I'm on your page now, mm-hmm. and I typed in the question: can I use this with stamped mail? And Anthony answered, who is one of your main team members. And now I'm messing with him, seeing how politely he'll answer a really stupid question. but there he is. He popped up right away. And he's and so I'm getting real help in real time. So and I came on to tell him that I'm just messing with him. Could he see that it was me, or if somebody just types in the chat there, is it like random person?
Yeah, it's random person until I think were you asked to provide
an email? Yeah, I just did.
Yeah, so if you provide an email, what's interesting is that it'll try to find some stuff about you on
cool.
social
media. Wow, that's pretty neat. I'm using Intercom right now, which I really like, but I haven't tried the actual chat feature with it, but.
Yeah, I've heard great things about Intercom, so I think either one of those you can't go wrong. But yeah, so the reason why I said that was surprising, you know, it's not like I could say, hey, I added live chat, and it doubled my business. But what it did dramatically decrease churn. It also increased word of mouth. And originally, I was just seeing the downside, the cost that was going to go into it in terms of time and effort, and that proved to be true. But what was surprising was the results that we got from it. So the growth has continued to go up, and so I attribute a lot of that over the past several months to what we've been doing with live chat.
Fantastic, great answer. First time we've had that answer, and great to know. It definitely 100%. Would have to work on Copy Chief as well, right? Because people are visiting all times of the day, and I'm sure have questions. And they're just probably, even though I have the little contact form there, it's different to get immediate response. Totally different because they're there, they're hot, they're probably interested in buying. They just Absolutely. Have some point of friction that they need to get past. Awesome. Jack Bourne, you're a total badass. Every time I'm in a room with you, you light up the room with your knowledge, experience, and your generosity. So I can't wait to be in more rooms with you.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks for doing this today, and we'll talk soon, my man.
Awesome.
DeadlineFunnel.com. Go get you some. And thanks again for joining us. If you want to improve your copy, if you want to have your copy reviewed by pro copywriters for less than the thousands that would normally cost you, you can join copychief.com. Not right now, but you can get on the wait list, and we'll let you know when it opens back up. So thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll talk again soon. Bye. Hey, thanks again for listening to the Truth About Marketing podcast. If you like this show and you think other people would like this show, the best way to spread the word is by reviewing and rating the show in iTunes. Just log in, click review, leave a big old fat 5-star review, and let everybody know that you dig the show so that they can dig it too. To get all the links and resources we mentioned on today's episode, please go to copychief.com/TAM, as in Truth About Marketing. And if you'd like to learn more about how you can improve your sales copy with templates, formulas, coaching, feedback, or hiring a pro, do all that on the inside of the members area of copychief.com, and I will look for you there. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.